It's currently plus 2 and mainly sunny with a few clouds. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. An investigation continues after an incident took place at a Belleville home. Police responded to a request to assist an ambulance at a Herkimer Avenue residence on Friday. Upon arrival, police found a 33-year-old Belleville male being treated by paramedics for lacerations to the head and neck areas. EMS transported this male to Belleville General Hospital for treatment. He was released later that day. A 41-year-old Belleville female was also involved in the incident and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Ontario's Liberal government says it has finally reached an agreement to halt construction of a gas-fired generating station in Mississauga.
Premier Dalton McGuinty did an about-face in the middle of the fall election campaign to announce the Liberals would halt construction of the Mississauga gas plant. However, construction continued for another 2 months, and even the huge gas generators were delivered to the site weeks ago. Energy Minister Chris Bentley has issued a statement saying Greenfield South Power has agreed to immediately stop building the gas plant. But Bentley says the company and the Ontario Power Authority are still looking to find another location for the generating station. Keith Lastly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A York Region police officer facing sexual assault charges has been suspended with pay until the matter is resolved. Constable Brent Roulard faces 2 counts plus charges of careless storage of a restricted weapon and careless storage of ammunition. Roulard has been on the York Region Police Force since 2006. York Region Police Chief Eric Joliffe says he is disappointed by the charges, but it's important now to let the justice system do its work. Roulard appeared in court yesterday. Belleville police have responded to a 4 break-and-enter crimes in various residences in the south and west and sections of the city. Personal identification, a purse, and various electronic items were taken from the homes this past weekend. People with any information about these break-ins are urged to call Crime Stoppers. An Ontario judge has dismissed Occupy Toronto's challenge of the city's trespass bylaw.
In his 54-page decision, Ontario Superior Court Justice David Brown says the bylaw is constitutionally valid. Members of the Occupy Toronto protest took over St. James Park on October 15th. Last week, the city ordered them to take down their tents and to be out of the park between midnight and 5 a.m. The city said they are in violation of the bylaws. There's no word yet on when the city might now move in to enforce its notice or if the protesters will appeal. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Provincial police say someone made off with $400,000 worth of jewelry from a home in Lakeshore, Ontario, while the owners were at church. Police say it happened Sunday morning in the community just east of Windsor. When the owners returned, the home had been ransacked and the jewelry and watches were gone. Police say they are following some leads but would like to hear from anyone with information. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
There are no games in the OHL tonight. The Bulls' next game is this Thursday, visiting the Erie Otters. In junior A hockey, there are 4 games on the schedule tonight. The game of local interest is Trenton visiting Vaughan, game time 7:25. Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby is playing his first NHL hockey game in 10 months. The superstar has been sidelined by a concussion with nagging symptoms. Even though Crosby is a veteran of the game, he says there'll be an adjustment period.
When you miss this amount of time, you're just trying to kind of go over what usually seems pretty normal. You try to go over things and make sure you're ready. And I think just preparation-wise, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm ready to go.
Today and over the weekend, the Pittsburgh Penguins website opens with a huge Welcome Back Sid display. The Penguins play the Islanders at 7 tonight in Pittsburgh. Canadian teams playing in the NHL include the Flames challenging the Blue Jackets at 7, Boston is in Montreal at 7:30, and Edmonton is in Dallas at 8:30. There has been a tragedy in Major League Baseball. Seattle Mariners outfielder Craig Hellman has been stabbed to death in the Netherlands. Dutch police have arrested Hellman's brother as a suspect. Police were called to a home in Rotterdam in the early hours this morning and found the 24-year-old Dutch player bleeding from a stab wound. Officers and ambulance paramedics were unable to resuscitate Hellman. Hellman hit .230 in 35 games and made starts at all 3 outfield positions for the Mariners in 2011, before being optioned to AAA Tacoma. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds and with 91X Weather.
It's currently +2, mainly sunny with a few clouds. Later today, we'll have a high of 2 degrees, staying mainly sunny throughout the afternoon. Tuesday morning will be mainly sunny as well, starting off at -2 degrees with a high of 4 degrees throughout the afternoon. It's currently +2. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM. 91X.fm.
Belleville.